Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, so my name is Sam Clausen, and I'm head coach for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons from Watrous, Saskatchewan, and my family and I are excited to be here in Fort McMurray.
Where's Saskatchewan?
Watrous.
Where's that?
It's about an hour southeast of Saskatoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. How many people live in that community?
2,000.
What was that?
Probably like? Just under 2,000, yeah.
What was that like growing up there?
I mean, it's a small town, yeah. So I grew up on a farm, so actually 20 minutes outside of Watrous, but Watrous is where I went to school and played my minor hockey. Very thankful for my small town upbringing. Yeah. I think it's definitely a different experience than what folks do in the city. Not one is better than the other, but they're just different experiences for sure.
No doubt.
And I still love getting back there in the summers or at Christmas time, and I love my kids to get to experience that, mainly the farm. I think it's great for them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What kind of farm?
My family does cattle and grain. Back when I was growing up, it was also pigs as well. But my brothers have since gotten rid of the pigs and focused more on cattle and grain.
When it comes to farming, talk to me about some of the technological leaps that you have seen in your lifetime.
Well, I think probably the biggest thing when it comes to grain farming is just the use of GPS, and then the ability to, to assess what your land needs in terms of, what's going to help your crop grow the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so farmers know exactly how much nitrogen to put down, or exactly how much potassium, whatever it is. It's pretty impressive technology. And then obviously tractors and combines running off of GPS helps with your efficiency. So I think that's probably the most impressive advancements. Yeah,
it's wild. I went to do drone training, and I met up with a bunch of farmers, and then they invited me to like a party afterwards, and they were just all talking farming, and they had this one guy, he's a pig farmer.
Yeah.
And he was explaining how he had this fence that like now moved.
Okay.
So he wasn't required to go in and like move the fence all the time.
Right.
And like they had another one who was like, yeah, I'm flying this drone because it has this like certain lens on it, so it can tell me exactly what I need to do. And I was just sitting there because like, as somebody who's not from a farm background, all I know is E-I-E-I-O.
Right.
And so, but then when I sat down with these guys and I heard about the technology in farming, it blew my mind.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not the E-I-E-I-O that we all grow up in the kids' books reading about anymore. It's far more advanced and...
expensive.
Expensive, for sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My brothers, they work hard, but they also have some good technology that makes the job a bit easier, for sure.
Yeah. So how big is your family?
I grew up, I have three brothers.
Okay. Three. So there's four of you.
Yeah, so mom and dad and four boys.
Shout out to mom.
Big shout out to mom for sure.
And are they all hockey players like yourself, or were you?
We all grew up playing hockey. It was me and my youngest brother that probably took it a bit more serious and went further with it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so when you grow up on a farm, like you said, you're outside of the town.
Watchers, yeah.
So you're helping with the farm, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how are you getting to your friend's house? How are you seeing people when you're literally like out there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, when I was younger, it was a family rule that we didn't get to hang out with friends during the week because we were just out on the farm, and that was the reality being out there. My parents would drive us in on the weekends to hang out with friends, or I mean, we were so busy with sport activities as well. So we did, we got our social, yeah, social through our sports during the week. Then obviously when I got my driver's license, things changed, gave me a bit more freedom. I feel like I got the best of both worlds. I got that social aspect of being in town on the weekends or through sporting activities, but also got the farm experience where, you know, you grew up with dirt bikes and quads and you learn how to work at a young age and earn some money and do the hard things, I think.
That's cool. So when you transitioned into playing hockey and you had to now travel away, what was that like? Because obviously close-knit family, you're not seeing anybody for 5 days out of the week, really, to then have to move into an environment where you don't have that built-in
group. Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah, so I moved away from home when I was 16. That's when I moved to Saskatoon to play Midget Triple-A, is what it was called at that time.
Okay.
And, you know, for me, my personality was pretty easy, and my parents were still an hour away, so it was easy for them to get into Saskatoon to watch games or to check in on me if they needed to. So it wasn't until, and I was actually fortunate enough to play my junior hockey in Saskatoon as well. I played for the Saskatoon Blades. So I was always close to family and friends. So that move wasn't that big. Wasn't that big of an adjustment. It wasn't until I started my pro career that, you know, all of a sudden we're living in South Carolina or Connecticut or Germany. Then it obviously changes things. But at that point, I'm an adult, and I was ready to take on the world.
So let's talk about that. Like, where did hockey take you?
Yeah, well, after my junior career with the Saskatoon Blades, I was fortunate enough to get an entry-level contract with the New York Rangers, and so I spent 4 years in their farm system, 2 years in the East Coast, 2 years in the American League. So I was Greenville, South Carolina, was their East Coast team, and then Hartford, Connecticut was their American League team. So I did that for 4 years, and then after that, made a decision to take an opportunity overseas in Germany. And so my wife, and at that point, we had our oldest daughter. We went and played in Germany for 2 years.
Wow. And so then how did you end up from Germany here? Like, there must have been a few different connections.
Actually, when I was done playing, I actually wasn't planning on coaching. We moved back to Watrous. Long story short, I tried a few different things, just didn't really figure out what I wanted to do, more of a long-term fit. And so we moved from Watrous to Saskatoon, and then it was in Saskatoon where I got a phone call to coach out in a small town by at a hockey academy by Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Okay.
So we as a family moved out to Moose Jaw area there. I coached there for 3 years and loved it and had some success there, and that's what opened up the opportunity to come here to Fort McMurray.
Very cool. So hockey culture in Canada is a thing.
Yeah.
We spoke to one of your players from America, so he's explaining a little bit about that. What's it like in Europe?
I mean, certainly not as big as soccer.
Yeah.
But there's, there's a culture there that when it comes to sports, it doesn't matter what sport it is, they're all in. Like, it's probably when I look back at my hockey journey, Every spot I played, I loved different aspects of it. But when it came to Germany, it was really probably the most well-rounded experience. High level of hockey, the fans were incredible. We had a 16,000 seat arena. We probably averaged about 12,000, but a lot of games would just sell out at 16,000.
Wow.
And they were incredible. They like, much like you see on TV when it comes to soccer, they chant the majority of the game. There's a lot of energy. They're all in on their fan. When they're cheering.
That's really cool. And so you had a young family when you moved over there.
Yeah.
What was that like for them living abroad? And I'm assuming they don't speak the language.
Yeah. No, my wife is, she's amazing. That was a big move because, we had just had our oldest daughter, Abby. She was born in South Carolina. And then that summer we make the decision to go over to Germany. And so we moved there with a 2-month-year-old, and I still remember we got to Hamburg, is where I played for 2 years, and the main sponsor there was a travel agency. And so we get there, get my family settled in, meet the team, and it's like 3 or 4 days into this thing, and all of a sudden the team announces that this travel agent, the main sponsor, is gonna fly us to Turkey for a couple days. So you know, I just moved my family and brand newborn, and we don't really know anybody there, don't know the place, and now I'm leaving for a few days to go on a team, basically a team party.
Exactly.
So when I look back at that, I think, man, my wife was a warrior, and she was so supportive throughout my hockey career, and still is as a coach. She's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So living in Germany, what's that day-to-day like? I've never been to Germany, so...
Well, I think my day-to-day there probably is a little bit different than most Germans experience. Like, I was a hockey player, right? So I think for us, it looked like our work day was, you know, you get to the rink at 9:30 in the morning, well, probably 8:30 actually. Practice at 10.
Yeah.
We'd be on the ice for an hour, hour and a half. And then it was, you know, a team workout or something like that. But I usually be done my work day around 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you have your games. So on the weekends, those are the longer days, or you're on the road for 3 or 4 days in a row, depending on what the schedule's like. So that was my experience, and I'm not sure that's... You know, so we spent a lot in the afternoons. You know, you're either doing some community event type stuff, or, you know, my wife and I would go to a local cafe, and I mean, they're big on their bakeries there, so go have a coffee and a pastry and something like that.
So with that grueling... Man, Tanner topped his watch. That means we're out of time.
Wow,
so,
that was quick.
Yeah, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to my family. I was just talking about my wife, Jalen, and then I've got 3 kids now, Abley, Kate, and Jace. And they're loving Fort McMurray. So big shout out to the community of Fort McMurray. It's been a great transition here. But I'm so thankful for my wife and my kids for the support that they give that allows me to coach, because it is a grind in season. And so I want to say thanks and I love you.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.